Well, I want to give a shout out to Ben for getting our service started this morning. Thank you, Ben. And I want to welcome you. Welcome to our OBC Sunday morning service, April 19th, 2020, take 1500. Well, it hasn't been that bad of a morning, and hopefully it'll get better from here. Let's pray together and then we'll move forward. Father, we do thank you for this time. We do ask that what we do will glorify you and that we would be encouraged through your word. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'd like to use Psalm 46 this morning. And the psalmist is painting a picture, if you will, of who God is. And he's using as a canvas our lives. And I want to guarantee you, no matter what your painting ability is, if you make these strokes with us together this morning, we are all going to come out with a beautiful picture of who God is. Well, Psalm 46, verse 1, get your paintbrush in the can of paint, the Word of God, and when we pull it out, the first paint stroke we see is that God is a very present help in trouble. Now, we don't need an explanation on what trouble is, do we? In fact, trouble is unavoidable, inescapable. We bump into it every day of our lives. And so we know what trouble is, and historically, we don't know exactly what trouble Israel was in when this was penned, and that's helpful to keep it broad. The trouble is trouble. Well, one thing that's helpful to know about this first paint stroke is that present could be interpreted well proven. So God is a very present, well proven help in trouble. I think we see the examples of that in Scripture, where the plagues in Egypt came, but God protected Israel from them. He was their help. He cared and protected their firstborn son. When the Egyptians' firstborn sons died, he also delivered Israel in their exodus at the Red Sea. Now that was one glorious morning with that sea parted. Well, that would have been something to be there. He also brought manna from heaven as food. And what about your life? How many times in your life has God helped you when you were in trouble? I know he's helped me several times. And I don't know what you're experiencing as we all go through this COVID-19 pandemic. And it's just not that trouble, but it's all kinds of trouble. All of our other troubles didn't go away just because a pandemic came. And I don't know how you've dealt with that or how you are dealing with it. One thing I wanted to suggest to you is that I've used something in my life that's called a truth card. And on this card, I've just written the problem that I have on one side. And here we might consider that fear is the problem, because in the verse that follows, we were told that we won't fear because God is our help. So I might write fear on this side, and then on the other side of the card, I'll write a very encouraging verse, like, or a statement from a verse like we're looking at here. God is a very present, well-proven help in trouble. And I won't look at it as I have fear, but I'll look at it prior to fear. So I'm proactively looking at it. And I'll plan to do that maybe 8 times a day. You can plan to look at a card if you choose to use it as many times as you want. But the goal is to inundate my thinking with that truth that God is my help. And I want God to end up being bigger than what my fear is. I want to dwell on God, not the fear at hand. Well, the second stroke that we'll see as we get going here is that God is our strength. God is our strength. Now, what does that mean on a very practical level? What does that look like in our lives as we live them out in this world? I can remember back when my daughter Hannah was interviewing for her first job, and the interviewer asked her an interesting question. She wanted to know how Hannah defined initiative. And the way they defined it at this establishment was, if you see something that needs to be done, you do it. See it, do it. Well, Hannah got the job and she worked there for quite some time, so I suppose that she followed through with that type of initiative. But if I use initiative here as a synonym for strength, it helps me consider how to live out my life in God's strength. And I'm here to tell you, it's tricky for me. I struggle at this because I see something and I do it, maybe just like you. But I didn't wait for the strength of God. I'm not inside of His initiative. And the only way that I know to do that is to include God in my thinking. And so I would say that including God in how we think will include God in how we behave. Including God in how we think will include God in how we behave. The Bible does say, as a man thinketh, so is he. So God is our strength. And then to finish out verse 1, this last brushstroke here is a very wide and safe brushstroke. And the statement is, God is our refuge. And this has saving overtones to it. And how appropriate for us to be considering this 1 week out from Easter. Jesus Christ died on a cross on a Friday night and then was raised by his Father on the following Sunday, or 3 days later, completing that plan of salvation. And I was wondering, as I was thinking about this morning, if potentially you might have been contemplating making that decision last week, and you just didn't do it, to make God your refuge, to invite Jesus Christ into your life. And you don't need me to give you the opportunity to do that, because God will call you. But I wanted to open the door this morning and say, if you haven't done it yet, or you've been contemplating it since last week, this would be a great morning to do it. Just do it. If you're thinking about it, it's because God's calling you and drawing you in. He wants to be that refuge for you. We just verbalize that, Jesus, I accept your sacrifice for my sin and your life as God raised you from the dead, and you're saved. And then you can stroke the canvas of your life with that wide and broad brushstroke that God is your refuge. Dear friend, that's where I want you to be and what I hope for you. Well, next we see that God is with us. Now let me read 4 verses here, verses 4 through 7. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So God is with us no matter what man tries to do on this earth. And that last statement in verse 7, that the God of Jacob is our fortress. That word fortress is like the word refuge, but it has a different meaning, in the sense that this fortress is pictured as a very high tower, if you will, impenetrable. No one can get to you. When God is your refuge, He's also your fortress. God is with us. You know, the Apostle Paul penned an explanation of that in the New Testament. Let me read that for you out of Romans 8, and I'll begin in verse 33. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is with us. Now, that paint stroke there almost fills out our canvas. But there's one more. As we move on to verse 8, and in some of our translations we'll see the word come, and that signifies that the canvas is changing a bit, and this is moving to a prophetic aspect of our text. Listen to verses 8 through 11. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how He has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah. Well, God is exalted in all the earth. He's already exalted in heaven, and prophetically, He will be, the psalmist writes, exalted in the earth. And my brushstroke sees it as already happening. God is exalted in the earth. Now, what about going back to verse 10 and just reflecting on that for a moment? As you see the news reports and you see the empty streets in major cities like New York, and I realize, and we realize, that the whole world has become still. It resonates with me, be still, out of verse 10. That next statement, that's my prayer. That's my prayer for myself, for you, for the world. And know that I am God. You know, that's a twofold statement there. That God is saying to those who has God as a refuge and a fortress, as a help, working and living in His strength, to be still is a comforting thought. But to those who are living on their own and they haven't received Christ, it's a word of judgment, and know that I am God. It's my prayer today that if you don't know God, that you will know Him before this day is over. And dear believer, if you're needing God, that you'll know Him in a greater sense in your life, that you feel Him drawing you closer to Him. So in an ironic way, this painting that we've orchestrated with the help of the psalmist has taken us on a path from trouble to assurance. We started out with trouble, and God being a help in trouble, and we end being assured that God is with us, He's for us. Nobody can be against us if He's our refuge. John Newton said it like this: assurance grows by repeated conflict, by our repeated experiential proof of the Lord's power and goodness to save. So what should we call this painting that we've done together this morning? Well, I'll let you name it in the way that you would like, but for me, I'm going to name my painting, God is Faithful. God is a faithful God. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You for Your help in our lives, and that we can operate in Your strength, and that You are a saving refuge for those who come to You, and that You're with us, and that You are exalted in the heavens, and You will be exalted on the earth. In fact, every knee will bow one day in heaven and on earth. Thank You for being faithful, a faithful God to us. Draw Your people closer to You in the days ahead, and save those, dear Father, that need saving. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My son Drew wrote a song out of Psalm 46, and he's going to close our service with it now. Thank you, Drew.
Well, good morning. This is a song written about 8 years ago during a time of hardship and uncertainty in my life, and it's much like the times that we're all going through right now together. And it's helpful for me to remind myself that these are God's words, that these aren't just random words that may help us or might apply to this time of our lives, but this is God's exact message that He gives to His people that we should be applying and thinking through and trusting during times like this. And I'm so thankful that He doesn't just leave us to wonder, but He gives clear and perfect direction for us. And His message is clear, as we've already talked about this morning. Don't dwell on yourself. Don't dwell on your circumstances. That will only lead to fear and worry. But be still. Remember Me. Dwell on Me. And know that I am God. Know that I am sovereign. That I am strong. That I am trustworthy. And that will lead to unshakable peace and unshakable joy. So thankful that He's given us that word to comfort us and now and into the future in times that we face that are uncertain, to be still and know that He is God.
Although the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, and although the waters roar and the valleys rage, and although the earth gives way, oh, we will not fear. He says, be still and know that I am God. In the Lord Almighty is with us, and the God of Jacob You've come to shatter the spear and break the bow. Our God, He makes war cease wherever He goes. And although the nations rage and kingdoms fall, He says, be still. Disarms the earth and melts my soul. He says, be still and know that I am God. And although the earth gives way, be still and know that I am God. He says, be still and know that I am God. He says, be still and know.
Amen to that. And may the Lord be your comfort and your strength this week as you take time daily to be still and to center yourself, to center your mind and your life on the truth of who He is. And if we could just close with one of my favorite benedictions from the Apostle Paul in Romans 16. It says, now to Him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, to the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a great week.